Hey, darling. I'm home. It's so cold outside. Warmth. Finally. Darling? Darling, where are you? I'm home. I bought our favorite. Darling? He's not here. Where is he? Oh, he's probably in our room. Knock, knock. Darling? Aww. Looks like my darling's already sleeping. I'm just gonna change into my nightgown and then sleep beside him. God, I'm finally home. Finally home after a long day. Now I get to cuddle with my darling. My darling's sleeping so soundly. What a cute sleepyhead. He probably fell asleep while waiting for me. I wonder if he read my message. I told him I might be late tonight. Look at you with your disheveled hair. He probably kept turning and tossing around while sleeping. I wonder if he's sleeping okay. He's been having a lot of nightmares recently. And I'm worried about him. I'm getting quite sleepy too. I should head to sleep soon. Darling? Hey, love. Why are you awake? What time is it? What? What? No, love. You didn't disturb me at all. Hey, I'm awake. I'm awake. Bad dream again? Aww, that's okay. Come here. Wanna tell me about your dream? Was it bad? Well, okay, if you say so. I know. It's been a few weeks since this started. Did the tea help? We can change it if you want. So the tea's okay? And the lamp, it helps, right? Mm-hmm. That's good to know. Yeah, I'm sorry, love. I wish there was more that I could do. But I'll do my best to research further on it, okay? Well, why don't we go to the hospital to get it checked out, hmm? Darling, it's not a bother, okay? Of course not. We're talking about your health, okay? Of course your health is never a bother nor a burden to me. I ought to take care of you. You're never a burden to me, okay? Don't ever think that. Mm-hmm. I know. I understand. You don't have to apologize. Hmm? Of course, my love. I'm always open to talking about anything. What is it that you wanted to tell me? Yeah? Mm-hmm. Hmm. So that's why you can't help but say those things when I care for you. Because sometimes you get reminded of how you were hurt in the past. You sometimes remember how the people in your past made you feel like you weren't important. Oh, darling. Come here. Listen to me. The people in your past, they weren't meant to stay in your life. And although I may never be able to undo the things that they did to you, although I may never be able to replace all the hurt, I want you to know that I am here. I am here to help you heal. I am here to help you and be with you every step of the way. I know, my love. Recovery isn't linear, and that's okay. That's just how it is. Darling, I don't want to make any promises to you, but I want to make an exception this time. I promise to be by your side. I promise to be with you throughout your journey. And even though there is a possibility for us to separate ways as lovers, you can still count on me as your good friend, who will always be by your side whenever you need me. Just tell me when, and I'll be there. Just like now. Darling? Darling, are you okay? Hey, love? Are you crying? Oh. Hey. Shh. It's okay. It's okay, my love. I'm here. It's okay. I'm here. Just let it out. It's all right. Just cry it out. It's all right. I'm right here. It's okay. No. I won't leave you. It's all right. Just let your tears fall. Just let your heart breathe. I'm here. You're in my arms. Yeah, you're here in my arms. You're safe here. It's all right. It's okay. Don't apologize for crying. I'm right here, holding you and keeping you safe. It's all right, my love. Is my love feeling better? Are you all good now? Of course you can keep hugging me. I told you I'm just right here. Really? Did that help? That's good to know. So, do you wanna tell me about your dream now? No, I'm not sleepy at all. Come on, I wanna know what interrupted your sleep. Yeah. My poor darling. Don't worry. That'll never happen again. Okay? No, of course not. That won't happen. Not even in a million years. How sure am I? Really, really sure. Why? Because I love you. And I want to stay by your side. Okay? I won't leave like they did. I won't hurt you like they did. I know, my love. I understand. I'm aware that it might get difficult for me. It might be hard for the both of us. I might have days where I feel tired, but that doesn't mean that I will leave. I'm just gonna need a minute to breathe and recover my strength, but I'll still be here. I understand how you feel. I know you're scared, but I'm here. You're here. Right now, you're here in my arms, warm and safe. And that's all that matters. What if you get scared and forget? Then I'll keep reminding you, over and over again, that I am here. You can lean on me, I promise. What if we break up? Well, it's a possibility. But even if we do break up, I'll stay by your side as your friend who swore to be with you during difficult times. Love, you don't have to apologize. It's okay. Your need for reassurance is valid. Okay? Come here. So, are you feeling better? That's good to know. Oh, by the way, did you receive my message? I texted you. I said I'd be late. My friends invited me out for Giselle's birthday party. Yeah, her birthday was 2 days ago. But You know, it's the weekends. Friday nights means party nights. I had fun. Although, of course, I had to go home earlier than everyone else. Well, they wanted to spontaneously drive out of town to celebrate. But I don't know. They might go home within this day too. So, how about you? How was your day? That's nice. So my love spent his day relaxing. That's great. Oh, you called Catherine? Well, how did it go? What? Oh no. No. No way. Wait, seriously? But weren't they engaged? Oh my God. But, did Catherine say what happened? Oh, I'm kinda nervous. I hope there wasn't any third party. She said they probably grew up. But they've only been engaged for a year. That sounds rough. I hope they're okay. I'm gonna call James later. Yeah, I know. I couldn't believe it too. I mean, the last time I saw my brother, he talked about your sister with hard eyes, you know? He was so in love with her. But then again, it was kinda weird. I mean, hello, I'm dating you, my brother's best friend, and your sister is dating my brother. Or should I say was? Yeah, it was probably for the best. Did she say how long they've broken up? 2 months ago? What? But James never told me anything. Like I said, they were still okay the last time we talked. And then we all got busy. And... Wow. I'm just so shocked. I mean, come on. But how is Catherine doing? She started dating someone new? And James knows this? He does. I see. I hope that James is doing fine. And Catherine. James is doing the same? Doing what? Ah, trying to get back into dating. Okay. I just really hope that they're both okay. Yeah. I'll have to admit, it was really weird for James to confess to your sister. Out of nowhere. I mean, hello? His best friend is dating his sister. And then, all of a sudden, he couples up with his best friend's sister and... You know what? This is honestly so confusing. But yeah, you know what? Maybe it is for the better. And I just wish them both the best. I'm definitely gonna call James later, ask how he's doing. But I'm still kinda surprised that James never told me about it. Yeah, that's true. Sometimes I worry about him keeping his feelings to himself. But don't worry, I'm gonna talk with him later. God, my back hurts. Come closer, my love. I wanna hug you more. I love you. Thank you for being there, for being my lover. I am so lucky to have you. So, how are you feeling now? Good? Good enough to go back to sleep with me? Of course, darling. We can sleep while cuddling like this. How could I ever say no to you? I love you. Is that comfortable? Good. Now close your eyes and just cuddle close to me. I'll be here when you wake up. Good night, darling. I love you.